You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started. Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I hope you all are having an amazing week. I personally just got back from Jamaica and it was so peaceful. The beach was absolutely beautiful. The food was good. Me and my best friend do an annual trip, so it's always nice connecting with her. But I'm so excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about the power of structure for entrepreneurs. One of the things I love about taking a vacation is that I am able to completely disconnect from my business because most of my business is run on autopilot. And so I want to talk to you today about some of the systems and routines that I have set up that allow me to completely disconnect. I remember when I was first learning about entrepreneurship, it seemed to be this idea where it was all grind, no sleep, no days off, and for me, I knew that that was something that I did not want to do. I wanted a business that could literally run and make money whether I was there or not. And I also didn't want to be chained to my business. Working for myself allows me the freedom of my time. And it's not freedom of your time if you can't even take a vacation and disconnect. And so I'm so excited about all the things that I've learned over the years and have been able to implement. And I want to teach them to you. I do want to start off this episode with just a disclaimer that in the beginning stages of business, when you're laying the foundation, you may not have access to a lot of this freedom and flexibility that I'm talking about. But down the line, it should be a goal once you're able to set up some of these systems and kind of get into the habit of it all. So we're going to go ahead and hop right in. We're not going to do the Clarity Cafe on this podcast episode, but if you're subscribed to my weekly newsletter, Organize My Thoughts, I'll answer the Clarity Cafe question in there. And you can click the link in the description box below or in the show notes to join that newsletter. Now, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. Again, we're talking about the importance of structure as an entrepreneur and some of the systems and routines that you can put in place to make sure that your business is not running you and that you have freedom and flexibility of your time. One of the first things I started implementing when it comes to business is making sure that my days were focused and not scattered. In the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, I was doing a lot of things every single day. I started off working a 9-to-5, so I was squeezing a lot of my business tasks in between my work days and sometimes even after my work days. But I found that I was working on so many different types of things at once that I never really got anything done. So for example, I was creating new offers, I was marketing them, I was creating content, I was answering emails, I was following up with existing clients and pitching new clients, and I was doing all of those different type of tasks all throughout the week. And what happened was I would get very distracted and feel very overwhelmed. I was also doing a lot of these things manually, which looking back, I don't even know how it was really functioning because there was no structure in place. So one of the things that I started doing was I started having like theme days. So for me, that looked like on Mondays, I will focus on marketing tasks, anything that involved creating content, writing emails, creating landing pages. I would categorize all of those tasks on like one day. So for me, again, that was Mondays. On Tuesdays, I would focus more so on sales. And so I would look at my existing sales goals and see what I needed to adjust in my business. I would look at my business budget. Sometimes I would even pitch new clients or follow up with existing clients. Anything that focused on just making more money in my business, that is what I would designate Tuesdays to. Now, by the time Monday and Tuesday finished, I was exhausted. And so on Wednesdays, I would focus on light admin tasks. So for me, that meant clearing out my inbox, maybe responding to comments or something that doesn't require so much of my brain, because I realized that Mondays and Tuesdays are already the hardest parts of the week, even when I was working in 9-to-5. And so for me, I'm a person that likes to get the hard tasks done while I have the most energy. And so I realized that before I was trying to do all the hard things throughout the week, but by designating all those tasks in the beginning of the week, I'm properly using the energy that I have. Now, by the end of the week, I'm a little bit more exhausted. And so I like to have that middle day reset. And so by Thursday, I'm feeling a little bit more creative and I'll spend a lot of time writing or maybe even drafting and planning out new ideas for the following week. Now, me personally, I like to take a 3-day weekend because, again, I'm working really hard during the week to make sure that my tasks are done. So Fridays, I don't have anything going on. Now, another thing that I like to do is I like to designate certain days for client meetings because I don't like feeling very drained and spending all day preparing for meetings. Now, if you work a 9-to-5, it's going to be a little harder for you, of course, to designate certain days for client meetings because you may have work meetings all throughout the day, especially if you're in like a management position. I know you guys have crazy schedules and most of your day can actually be filled with meetings. So if you're running your business on the side, I would still try to pick like 2 days that you can focus on scheduling client calls, specifically on the days where you don't have as many work meetings, because again, you only have but so much capacity. And so working your 9-to-5 in your business, you want to just be making sure that you're using your time to the best of your ability. And so scheduling your meetings, making sure that you're having focused days for specific tasks can really help you like compartmentalize in your brain and be more productive. Now, towards the end of this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the tech systems that you need to put in place to make sure that you're making the most of your time. But the second thing that I do to make sure that I'm having structure as an entrepreneur is I work on one project at a time. Now, if you are a person that's very easily distracted, you're a visionary, right? You're a starter where you have so many different ideas and sometimes it's hard for you to stay focused, or you're a staller and you find yourself getting stuck in the middle of projects because you either don't know how to move forward or you just feel very overwhelmed, focusing on one project at a time can feel like a daunting task, but it's really important because sometimes as an entrepreneur, we have so many ideas and we try to execute them all at once. But one thing I realize is that more products and offers does not always mean more money. Every single product or service that you create has to be marketed. And so if you're trying to launch things every 5 seconds, you're going to make your marketing very difficult. You're also going to be very pressed for time and you're even going to confuse your audience. So if I could go back, I would just focus on one clear offer at a time, making sure that I'm able to gain clients for that offer over a consistent period of time, and then setting up that offer to the point where it is fully automated, aside from me having to, you know, talk one-on-one or coach directly with a client. That will make such a big difference in the way that you structure your time because you have to think about how much capacity you actually have available in your life. If you're working a very demanding 9-to-5 and you're also running your business on the side, you have to decide, okay, as a business owner, which offer is going to be the most fruitful and which one do I have the capacity to actually be consistent with? Right now, if God were to bless your business with a whole bunch of new clients, would you have the infrastructure to sustain it? Probably not. And that's because you either have too many offers, you don't really know what you do and what you're working on, and you really don't have the time and the capacity. So focus on that one core project that you can clearly identify, that you can clearly articulate to clients the value, and stick with that until you're getting to the point where it's sustainable. Now, again, I am a person who understands what it feels like to have multiple business ideas, to be good at multiple things. But again, you only have so much capacity and not every business idea that you have is for this time and season. So if you're in that stage where you're not really sure which business idea to focus on first, I just did an episode on that and I'll link it above and in the description box below. But please focus on one core product or service at a time and then map your schedule around that. Okay, so far in this episode, we've talked about the importance of having focus days instead of scattered days. We've talked about focusing on one core service or product at a time. And now we're getting ready to talk about tech systems. This is so important as an entrepreneur because you can make tech work for you. We're getting to the point where AI and all these different softwares can act as employees for your business, even if you are just a solopreneur. And sometimes it may feel like a big investment in the beginning of your business, but down the line, it will save you so much time. And we know that time is money. So let's talk about some of the different systems that you should implement in your business as an entrepreneur. The first system is called a CRM, and that stands for Client Relationship Management System. And what this system does is it manages all of your clients in one space. If you are someone who is manually following up with clients, maybe you're storing client information in like a Google Doc, and you're manually sending out proposals or invoices or following up with clients by email, this system is going to allow you to do all of that in one space. So I use Dubsado, which is a CRM for creatives. And in that, I'm actually able to automate my entire onboarding process. So what that looks like for me is when someone joins the Drain to Driven program, they go to my website, kylajackson.com/drain to driven, or they scan a QR code like the one on the screen. And once they click to apply, they're automatically taken to the application inside of my CRM, which is Dubsado. Now, once they apply, I will see that information directly from my CRM, and then I can choose to accept or reject that client. Once I do that, they will receive an automatic follow-up email that includes the next steps. Then they're able to sign the proposal, pay their invoice, sign their contract, all within one system. They're even able to schedule calls with me and all of that. And so that saves me so much time because all of those steps, I set them up once and then they automatically send out for every single client. Now, before, I was doing all of those things manually. I was typing up proposals on Google Docs and then I was emailing them to the clients. Then I had another software for them to actually sign the document. Then I would use another software to send out an invoice, and all of that was just taking up too much time. And mind you, I was working a 9-to-5, so sometimes when clients would apply, I would be so exhausted that I wouldn't even be able to get back to them in time. But now with the CRM set up, I don't have to worry about all these different delays and clients waiting on me to send them things. Instead, everything is fully automated. So if you do not have a CRM, I highly recommend looking into one. If you're interested in checking out Dubsado, I'll leave the link below. But there are plenty other CRMs that you can look into. You just kind of have to Google them and figure out which one is best for you. Now, the next system that I like to implement in my business is a project management system. And so for me, I use Notion and I apply my Mental Garden template to it because that allows me to manage all the different aspects of my life, but they also have their individual spaces within Notion. So in my Notion template, I have a business category where I manage all of my clients. And so it's a little different from my CRM system, which allows me to automate the onboarding process. But in my actual Notion template, I will manage like when a client started, any type of project notes and things like that that I keep during our meetings. I'll manage all of those in there. I also have my content calendar for all of the different platforms that I create content for. And that's where I'll plan out all of my different ideas. I'll also implement my business tasks in there. So I mentioned in the beginning about how I have designated days to focus on specific tasks. Inside of my Notion template, I will actually map out all of those different tasks by day so that I'm very clear on what I need to focus on. So for you, find a project management system that allows you to manage your business tasks all in one. There are plenty of free ones, but I recommend looking for one that has a mobile version and a web version so that you're able to access your tasks no matter where you go. If you're interested in the My Mental Garden template, you can click the link in the description box below. Now, the next system that you want to implement in your business is an email marketing system. So every time you go to someone's page, or maybe you're watching this video right now and you click the link to a free offer that I may have, I will actually set that up inside my email marketing system, which is ConvertKit. And that allows me to capture emails so they can receive my offers and products and also any of the exciting information or tips or educational things that I will send off to encourage them on their journey. This is also where you will set up things like your email funnels and sequences and automations, all those things that will save you so much time and you do not want to be doing these things manually. Now, there are so many different text systems that you can set up, but the last two that I'm going to mention are number one, a calendar of some sort, and number two, an AI note-taking software. A calendar is just a must-have in general because there's no way for you to remember all of your different client meetings. And even if you use like a paper planner, you want to make sure that when you're meeting with clients that they are getting some type of automated reminder of the meetings that are coming up so they don't forget. Now, as a plus, I recommend investing in some type of AI note-taking software for your client meetings because you don't want to miss any of the important information that goes into a client meeting. For me, my email software on Gmail, I have like G Suite. It has the Google Meets already available. So when someone sets up a meeting with me, it will automatically send them a link to the Google Meeting Room. It will also remind them of their meetings. And it comes with an option for me to record my meetings, audio and video. And then it will also take notes and that will timestamp everything that we talked about during the meeting. So in addition to my personal notes that I'm taking, I also have automated notes that are timestamped throughout our entire conversation. And sometimes I'll even provide those notes to the client after we finish all of our meetings so that they are able to remember and capture all of the different insights and aha moments that we've had throughout our sessions. So while I can't cover every single thing that you need to create structure as an entrepreneur, those are some of the base level things that you can implement even starting today that will make such a big difference and set you up for the long term. So let's go ahead and recap. Number one, you want to make sure that you are having focused days and not scattered days. Try to categorize your business tasks on certain days so that you know exactly what you need to do each day. Number two, you want to be making sure that you are focusing on one product or service at a time so that you're not all scattered in your efforts. And number three, you want to invest in tech systems that can help your business run on autopilot. Things like a CRM, a project management system, email marketing system, a calendar of some sort, and also some type of AI note-taking software. You may not need all those things at once, but these are just some of the things that you want to think about on the long term. So I hope this was helpful. If this seems kind of overwhelming and you're like, listen, Kyla, I need some help setting all these things up, I would love to invite you to join the Drain to Driven program, where I'll actually walk alongside you and help you to execute your business idea in 6 weeks. If you already have your business in process, we can work through setting up some of these systems and making sure that you have structure so that you're actually able to sustain your clients. So I work with you on both ends, and you can click the link in the description box to apply or scan the QR code on the screen. Alrighty, this is going to wrap up another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please make sure to like and share, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.